الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We have been discussing these verses in the even nights. Jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. When we ourselves are going to desire to have a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala himself will embrace us.
Jab sham'ay muhabbat dil mein liye, جب شمعِ محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذوق محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذوق پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے بلبل کو نہ تو کر اے نادا بلبل کو نہ تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتھڑی رہنے دو کل خون شہادت میں لتھڑا یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے.
He says, جب شمعِ محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحبِ ذوق. When there is someone, a person of light, and he has the lantern of muhabbat, the lantern of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is burning in his heart. When such a person is in the gathering, then he says that phir ishq khuda ke parwane khud ur ke wahan aa jayenge. Then those people who are searching for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they themselves will go to that light. Very much like how the fire flies. They find the fly, they find the light, they find the fire, and they go and burn themselves over there. So if a person has the light and the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, after that, no matter how much a person tries to conceal it, but that ishq and that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be seen in the person's eyes. Like how the drunk person, he doesn't have to tell you that he's drunk. You can't, he doesn't have to say that, you know what, I from the wobbling of his, how he walks, from the redness in his eyes, the person will come to know that this person is drunk. When the person has the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart also, people will come to know. And people will then gather by such a person. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said in a hadith a Qudsi, if I'm not mistaken, if it's a hadith a Qudsi or a normal hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves a person, Then he makes an announcement. He calls Jibreel alayhi salam and he says to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love this person, you people also love him. So Jibreel alayhi salam then makes an announcement, giving you the gist of the hadith, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves this person and I love this person. Oh angels, you also love this person. And then an announcement is made on the earth also, that people must love him, people must flock to him. Then after that, no matter how much a person tries to conceal his goodness, or other people try to conceal it, when a person himself creates something, an extraordinary quality within himself, then people will find out about him. And this also brings us to another point. And that point is that just as how a person needs a physician to tell him what is wrong with his body, a person nowadays, for their health, they have personal trainers. They say, where are you going? He said, no, I'm going to my personal trainer. Wednesday afternoon, he's going to tell me what I need to do, how much I need to, how much of exercise I need to do, what protein shakes I need to take. He's going to tell me all of that. What is the mixture that needs to be taken? Just like that, like how a person needs these sort of experts in his life, a person needs an advisor, financial advisor I need. I need a financial advisor. He must guide me so I don't end up paying too much of tax. So like that, a person also needs a spiritual guide. And that spiritual guide is extremely important for a person's spirituality. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have made it such that one Quran, beautifully bounded in golden text, could have come down and been revealed on everyone's bedside. In the morning when they got up, everyone would have found it there. But he didn't do that. He sent it via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us that together with the Kitabullah, we also need the Rijalullah. They are going to explain to us how to practice. We need an example in our lives. And therefore Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay with the pious and righteous people. Now people say there are no more pious and righteous people around nowadays. So that is impossible. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, Kunu, Kunu. Kunu is an Amar. Amar is a command, an imperative. It's a command. And a command is made up, is made from Kunu Amar hai. اور امر بنتا ہے مزارے سے اور مزارے میں حال بھی ہے استقبال بھی ہے. This is a lesson in Arabic grammar. In مزارے, مزارے is the future tense. مزارے is a tense in Arabic. In مزارے there is present and future, which means that stay now also with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the pious and righteous servants, and stay in the future also with the pious and righteous servants. The Mufassirin write, when this is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has taken it upon himself to ensure that they will be pious and righteous people in every era from whom we can take guidance. And if that was not the case, then Allah ta'ala would have, na'uzu billah, become a zalim, because he commanded us to do something and he didn't create the pious and righteous people with whom he commanded us to stay. So we have to search for the pious and righteous people and strive to become like them. Allama Alusi As-Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, under this verse, he poses a question. He says that how long must a person stay with the pious and righteous? There must be a limit to it. And then he answers that question himself. He says, خَالِطُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ. Stay with them until you become just like them. Stay with them until you become just like them. Their akhlaq rub onto you. The way they walk, the way they talk, the way they dress. That is how a person must be. Don't you see, when a person wants to, he is in love with some football star, the youngsters, then what they want to buy that same jersey that fellow, with the same number at the back also. The same number must be at the back. Mustn't be another number. Must be the same number, 10 or 6 or whatever it is. And he wants his hairstyle to be like that person's hairstyle. He wants the hairstyle to be like that person's. And when he goes to the barber also, he'll take a picture and go, see this fellow here? Cut it just like that. I saw with my eyes at the barber. Why? Because there's love for that person. The person wants to be exactly like him. He wants to walk like him. He wants to talk like him. He wants to cut his hair like him. Like that, we must have love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the pious and righteous servants. Then a person will want to be like them. خَالِطُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ. Stay in their company until you become just like them. And Hazrat Mawlana Mansoorul Haq Sahib, Rahmatul Adamul Barakatuhum, he puts it very beautifully in one couplet. He says, دو سات شیخ کا اتنا کہ ان کے مثل بنو تم. دو سات شیخ کا اتنا کہ ان کے مثل بنو تم. کبھی کبھار وزٹ کو تو کمپنی نہیں کہتے. He says, stay with your sheikh for so long that you become just like him. Now and again visiting, that is not called staying in the company. There might be some barakat for it, but that is not called staying in the company of the person. And our sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi, used to give the example. He used to say that look at that hen when she's sitting on the eggs. Then in order for those eggs to incubate and become little chicks, she doesn't move from there. For a certain period of time, she just doesn't move from there. She stays on those eggs. So many days, a tais din or 28 days or whatever, but she sits on those eggs. These are lessons for us to take. Like that, we must be under the wing of our sheikh. And Hazrat used to say, at least a person must stay 40 days. And if he spends that 40 days correctly, then his whole life can be correct, provided he spent those 40 days correctly in the company of his sheikh, in the company of his spiritual guide, spiritual mentor, personal trainer, as you say, personal trainer. اگر جسم تیرا ذرا ہو علیل حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل. اگر جسم تیرا ذرا ہو علیل حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل. تلون مزاجی میں تو چست ہے مگر فکر ایمان میں کیوں سست ہے. اگر یوں ہی غفلت میں گزری حیات نتیجہ برا ہوگا بعد الممات. He says that when we've got some sickness, some ailment in our body, then we listen to the doctors without proofs. حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل. It is only in the lot of the ulama that it has come that, Hazrat, you're saying this, what's the proof of it? What's the proof? Where does it come? Which hadith? Everyone cannot be a scholar, and everyone cannot be a doctor, and everyone cannot be an engineer. At some stage, we have to start trusting the next person. If I start giving rulings now on engineering issues, no, I think you can put up a 100-story building right here, the foundation is absolutely fine. And they asked, how you know? He said, no, because I'm an alim. Because I'm an alim, that's why you can do that. So that's wrong. The ulama cannot claim to know everything. And the professionals cannot claim to know everything. People will have to trust me in my field, and I will have to trust them in their field. Hakimo ki sunta hai tu be dalil. When your body is aching and paining and there's some sort of illness, then you listen to the doctors without any proof. And he says, the talawun mizaji me tu chust hai. You're very quick to try out different things, different flavors, different fashions. Talawun mizaji me tu chust hai. Magar fikre imaan mein kyu sust hai? But why are we so lazy when it comes to our iman? Why are we so lazy? We have a don't care attitude. Whereas this is something, the body is just going to last for the duration of our lifetimes. Our iman is going to take us, go with us into the akhirat. And therefore he says, that agar yuhi ghaflat mein guzri hayat, natija bura hoga ba'dal. If our lives are going to be spent in ghaflat, in indifference, in negligence, we are unconcerned. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that ghaflat is the hen that lays the rotten eggs. That hen that lays the rotten eggs, that is ghaflat. And we must be careful of ghaflat. It must not be that we become indifferent. Indifferent. Because when we become indifferent, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind each other, because the reminder benefits the believers. But if the reminder is not benefiting someone, then we need to ask the question that how weak has our iman gone now that the reminder is no more benefiting us. That we're listening day and night, morning and evening. Ramadan came and Ramadan went. But have we taken the lessons that were there? Have we achieved the objective, the purpose? And therefore we have to strive to take out and remove ghaflat from our lives. So Hazrat says that the person who spends time with his sheikh, that person ultimately he achieves his goals and his objectives. And he says also that alhamdulillah, in my first meeting with my sheikh, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Partabgari rahmatullah alayhi, I spent 40 days in the first meeting. I didn't go to spend 40 days, but I stayed there. And he says that one of the first things that I heard from Hazrat are these verses of poetry. Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai. Because he was an aashiq, a lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Partabgari rahmatullah alayhi. He used to say, the first thing that Hazrat heard, Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai. Tere bin suku hai na aram hai. Dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai. Tere bin suku hai na aram hai. Tadapne se humko fakat kaam hai. Yahi bas mohabbat ka inaam hai. Jo aagaz mein fikre anjaam hai, tera ishq shayad abhi khaam hai. He said, dile mustarib ka ye paigham hai. The lesson and the announcement that this heart that is mustarib, it's palpitating. When a person is in love, then his heart is all the time pounding. All the time. They're thinking about their beloved, sometimes they're writing the name in the air, sometimes they're going here, going there, singing the name out. Majnu says, Atufu ala jidari diyari layla, uqabbilu dhal jidara wa dhal jidara, wa ma hubbu diyari shagafna qalbi, walakin hubbu man sakana diyara. He says, I go around and round the house of Layla. And it's not the love of the house that has engulfed my heart, but it's the love of the one who's staying in that house. It's the love of the one who is staying in the house. So lovers are strange people. And we must become true lovers of Allah tabaraka wa. So he says, Dile mustarib ka ye paigham. This is the announcement that heart which is full of love is making. تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام. Without you, Allah, there's no sukoon, there's no aram. There's no peace of mind, there's no tranquility, there's no happiness, there's no serenity. And they just cannot be. They just cannot be without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on one side. And that is the reality. تڑپنے سے ہم کو فقط کام ہے, یہی بس محبت کا انعام ہے. All the time the person is worried and concerned. Am I pleasing my beloved or am I not pleasing my beloved? یہی بس محبت کا انعام ہے. And this is the gift that love gives a person. When we have love for Allah تبارک, then this will be our concern. And he says, جو آغاز میں فکر انجام ہے, جو آغاز میں فکر انجام ہے, تیرا عشق شاید ابھی خام ہے. He says, right in the beginning, we worried about what's going to happen at the end. If that is the case, then our love is deficient. In the beginning, if we're going to be worrying about what's going to happen in the end, and shaitan will make us do, you become pious and righteous, life is going to become boring, it's not going to be nice, so you hold back. You hold back. If when a person is in love, then he just jumps in. He just goes for it. Where you saw if a person, I'll just give an example, a person is going with his illicit beloved somewhere. And she says to him, honey, do a 360. Do a 360. So this person who is a real lover, he won't look right and left and see if there's any cops watching. And he'll do the 360. After that, he'll worry about what happened. Like that in our love for Allah Ta'ala, we mustn't worry about what's going to happen in the end. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَّقْوَى وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The end result is for the people of taqwa. Don't you worry. Allah Ta'ala already mentioned it. It might be difficult. There may be challenges that come on the road, but ultimately there'll be ultimate enjoyment. And therefore Hazrat says that jaan de di maine unke naam par, jaan de di maine unke naam par, ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par. I gave my life for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Love did not allow me to think about what the end result was going to be. Love just didn't allow me to think about what the end result is going to be. And this is what we need. Divangi, divangi. A divana, he doesn't think about the end result. He's just in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We need that mad love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا الله ہمیں اپنا قرب نصیب فرما, اپنی معرفت عطا فرما, اپنا یقین نصیب فرما, تقوى والی زندگی عطا فرما, اپنا عشق و محبت عطا فرما, تقوى والی زندگی عطا فرما, اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما. یا اللہ, make your love the most beloved thing to us. اللہم اجعل حبک احب الاشیاء الینا. یا اللہ, اپنے قوت جذب سے ہمیں اپنا بنا لیں. یا اللہ, you become ours and make us yours. یا اللہ, become ours and make us yours. یا اللہ, we are making a firm resolution, a resolve, determination, that now coming out of this Ramadan, we want to be your friends and your walis. Ya Allah, you put your crown of friendship on our heads, O my beloved Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts, O my beloved Allah. Hawa wa hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. یا اللہ, grant us eyes that sob in your love and a heart that throbs for you. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم.
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.